If you think Hurricane Janet was bad, well, let me tell you about Hurricane Ivan. In the first place, nobody take on Ivan. As a matter of fact, people were calling the whole August-September period Hurricane Month. I mean, it had so much hurricane in the area, it was like one long month. First was Earl and Charlie in August, then Francis, Ivan and Jeannie in September. It was like every day was a christening, because every time you put on your TV, you're hearing a new name. Anyway, while everybody worrying about Francis and them, nobody ain't taking on Ivan. They keep saying how Ivan was a tropical depression, no big thing. But when Ivan reached, was a different story. That is why it's always good to take notice of them weather report on TV and radio during hurricane season. You know, we just only worry about if it's going and rain. And we just do that by looking out the window and pushing out our hand to see if rain falling. We don't take on no weather report. I mean, most West Indians don't even own an umbrella. They just depend on newspaper to shelter rain. And somehow, we don't connect rain and flood at all. If you think we don't study rain, when it comes to flood, man, that is like something that has only happened on TV. But these days, boy, the way them drain nasty and them river block up, and all kind of construction taking place with no planning or approval, even in the middle of tongue, there's half flood now. I fella tell me, boy, in some islands, if you spit too hard, tongue flood. But this time, you could have seen Ivan coming, man. You could have seen him coming from the time he go from tropical depression to tropical storm to category 2 to category 3 plus hurricane. You see him coming in living color on your TV. From the time he was a little boy with shortbread till the time he turned big man with big wind and blow away grenade. You could have seen Ivan coming, boy. A fella tell me, boy, Charlie passed, they get away. Francis passed, they get away. So when they hear Ivan turn from depression to storm to hurricane, everybody in Grenada say they go get away like Trinidad. Especially when the radio say how Ivan go in Barbados. Well, boy, Ivan passed Barbados like was a full bus. Like he ain't see them at all. Them Bajan duck like when you're bowling bouncer. And Mr. Ivan head for Grenada. All this time now, Grenada planning to send relief to Barbados, you know. Nutmeg and flying fish. One fella tell me, say, boy, I had 6 bags of nutmeg and 4 box of Grenada best flying fish ready to go. Well, when Grenada realized that Ivan coming in truth, government start warning people to batten down or evacuate and to stock up on things like corned beef and flour and dry goods and flashlight and battery and things like that. And you know when current gone, plenty people did not even have a little battery radio. A girl tell me, boy, it's all well and good to say stock up and board up and do all kind of thing, but them things cost money. And if you ain't have money before the hurricane, where the hell you go get it during the hurricane? She say government should give out special relief supplies before the hurricane, not after. She say, you know how much for a sheet apply? Some of them ain't worried too much with water because they say the reservoir have plenty water. But they forget that in hurricane, reservoir does get dirty and pump does stop work. One fella tell me how he put away 2 tray of ice and some scotch and a few bottles of coconut water because he had planned to drink and enjoy himself while Ivan do anything. That is the next thing. It have a set of people who feel that they must party during hurricane as if it's a test match they're watching. So they just organize hurricane party. You come when the hurricane start and you leave when the hurricane over. That is people who never experience a real hurricane. I even stop all that though. Bet you next time you see hurricane, you ain't hear nothing but hurricane party. But you could never tell, you know, West Indian head real hard, boy. After all this time, they can't even pick a good cricket team. But that's another story. Anyway, most people just shut up their house normal, thinking that Ivan would just come and blow hard and go away. They didn't even bother put tape on the window glass as they're accustomed doing in serious hurricane. One fella leave his dog outside in the doghouse. He refused to bring them dog inside. You know, after the hurricane, he end up in the same doghouse with all them dog. He house blow away. That's the next thing. People just forget to plan for the animals before a hurricane. You have to make a hurricane list and keep it somewhere handy. So you wouldn't forget nothing when it's time to batten down your place. You could check CDR for that too. Plus, you just get a 36-hour hurricane watch and a 24-hour hurricane warning, so you have a little time to secure yourself. The thing about hurricane warning is that every time you prepare for a hurricane and it ain't come, people just get vexed and say how they waste their time, so next time they ain't doing nothing. That is why you just always have to be reminding them of the dangers of hurricane if it catches you and you're not prepared. You're better safe than sorry. Was the same thing in Trinidad. They didn't take on Ivan neither. And they're lucky, because Ivan passed them and get to big one little touch. But if Ivan had ever hit Trinidad, would have been something else, you know. Talk about not ready, but talking ready is Trinidad. But it's a good thing, because if they had get hit, who the hell Grenada and St. Vincent and Jamaica and them kind of place? But that's another story. They say how God is a Trinidadian, so nothing can happen to Trinidad. But Grenadians used to say God was a Grenadian too. And the Vincentians and Jamaicans used to claim him too. All of them want to give God dual citizenship, as if God needs passport. Barbados used to say how God was a Bajan too. But since Ivan nearly licked them up, they stopped saying that. They now say how God will retire to Barbados. You have to give them that, eh? Barbados always pushing tourism. I ever tell you about the Bajans in heaven? No, that's another story. Some people decide they ain't going in no shelter. Some people didn't even know it had shelter for them to go in. And the lucky thing, they didn't go in some of them shelter because some of them shelter fall down and their own house stand up. Same thing happened during Hurricane Janet, you know. So you could see that after 50 years, we ain't known nothing. That's the next thing. You just can't take a building and call it a shelter because it's big and it's a room. A shelter have to build to a special strength to withstand any hurricane, and it have to be well stocked with emergency supplies. During Ivan, people go into shelter empty-handed, only to find out the shelter was empty-handed too. But most important of all, you must know where the shelter is in your area or which part of your house is the safest part to stay. It's only when the sky gets black and the sea start to boil and the first small breeze blow through the place that people begin to feel like Ivan is a serious thing. And if you had TV and was watching the weather, you would have known that Ivan was no ordinary storm. Ivan looked like a big white beast spread across the screen like Lord of the Rings, getting ready to eat up Trinidad, Tobago, St. Vincent, Barbados, Grenada, and anything else that get in its way. You ever see dog chow in front of Pitbull? Well, if you see that, you'll see them islands in front of Ivan. I got to go now, eh? But to cut a long story short, boy, Ivan passed and he well mashed up Grenada. Grenada looked like somebody drop a bomb on it. If you see it, 90% of them houses get damaged, and that is a lot of house to fix. If you see the place, man, you would cry. The long and short of it is that Ivan catch them unprepared and underprepared. And as they start to clean up and pick up the pieces, you're only hearing people saying, boy, we wasn't ready this time, you know, but next time you go see. Well, let's hope that if there is a next time, that they will listen to the weather news, build proper shelters, stock up on the right supplies, design better roof, make sure and secure the animals, make sure they have plenty battery-operated radios, and have a plan for organizing after hurricane gone. As old people say, what they meet you, they pass you. Ivan was not only a hurricane. Ivan was an education boy.